This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 14th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Former central banker Mike McCarty sworn in as Canada's new prime minister today. He'll now try to steer his country through a trade war, annexation threats, and an expected federal election. Carney said, quote, "We will never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada. We are very fundamentally a different country." Carney said he doesn't plan to visit Washington at the moment, but he hopes to have a phone call with President Trump soon. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell this week introduced the Protecting American Farmlands Act. It's legislation that reduces the tax burden on selling farmland, encouraging farmers to keep their land in agriculture production, curbing the loss of farmland across the country. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Eddie Melton says they recently launched the Kentucky Farmland Transition Initiative. It's a coalition aimed at uncovering ways to help farmers transition acreage to future generations of farmers.
And we know that there's a lot of development and prices are out there. So our initiative was started to trying to make it more competitive for people that wanted to sell their farms to sell it to an active farmer, someone that's actively farming, and keep it in active farmers' hands and make sure that we keep it in production agriculture for the future.
The state program found that capital gains taxes, where farmers tend to hold on to their land to avoid paying capital gains tax on their property. Melton says the legislation helps sellers manage the tax burden.
If that selling farmer wants to sell that land to an active farmer, that you get to keep that cost basis up front, what you paid for that farm. You get to keep that money, and you don't have to pay taxes on it because that's your cost basis. But then you've got that piece over here, what is set up for capital gains. And wherever you're at in that, pay those capital gains taxes, because that has changed over the years of what that rate is. So we tried to find a way to work where we could work around that somewhat and not have to pay all that tax.
The Protecting American Farmland Act would exempt farmers from capital gains tax if they sell their land to farmers who will keep it in agriculture production for a minimum of 10 years.
Let's let you work around the capital gains. Let's let you invest that money in a qualified retirement account. Put that money aside. At age 73, you've got to start taking minimum required distribution. We're not trying to change anything in the retirement law, but if you can take that money, set it aside for 10 years, put it in some growth product to where that money can grow, and then you take it out over that 10-year period.
Profit from the sale is stored in a qualified retirement savings account. As a result, landowners encouraged to put their farmland on the market for other farmers while also investing in their own future with more liquid assets in retirement.
And Senator McConnell, again, has proven that he's going to support Kentucky agriculture, but with this product, I think he's showing that he's going to support the nation and help people to try to and take that money. If you want to sell it to that active farmer. They've got to keep it in production for at least 10 years on the backside, and then that money can grow over at least that 10-year period, if not longer, and then you have that money that can come in to help you in your retirement to enjoy the things that you've worked your whole life for.
McConnell says the proposed legislation is one that will help plant the seeds of farming for generations to come. From down south, Brazilian soybean farmers to harvest a bigger crop this 24-25 year than earlier thought. That according to crop agency Conab this week. Soybean crop now expected 167.37 million tons, up 1.3 million from their February forecast. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.